Damien, we're kicking off the Business Watch talking about a popular bar downtown in Las Cruces that has been closed since the pandemic hit the state, and that is Rad Retrocade, a retro video game bar. What can you tell us about what are the future plans with the bar and what they've been doing?
Well, we were able to talk to owner Alex Macias, and one of the things, they were just kind of starting to hit their stride. They had only been open about 9 months before the pandemic moved in and required bars and clubs to close their doors. And Macias said that they made the decision to close about a week before the public health orders required them to do so. Since then, there have been a lot of rumors circulating on social media and elsewhere, people talking amongst themselves saying that they thought the bar was going to close down. And Macias fired back and firmly renounced that gossip. Instead, what they've been doing, they've been using the pandemic and the shutdown to do some construction. They needed to kind of reevaluate their setup in the bar and kitchen areas. They've also said that when customers return, that the new look, they would like for it to kind of be a surprise to customers. They were also able to kind of evaluate the arcade games that they offer and see which ones were getting a lot of traffic before the closure and which ones were less popular. And so they've decided to bring in some newer games, several more pinball machines. They're just trying to kind of optimize the space in the meantime.
When they do decide to come back, what are the thoughts on opening up in a pandemic?
Well, what they're thinking right now, you know, everyone's still kind of rolling with the punches, but they said that when they do reopen, and that won't be at least until after Doña Ana County is in green territory or turquoise territory, actually, they said they will follow the state's occupancy restrictions, but they're not going to open until people are really able to experience all that they have to offer, and that includes their arcade offerings.
Okay, thank you so much for that update, Damien. I want to move on and talk about two golf courses in Las Cruces that are merging. What can you tell us about this?
That's right. Sierra Norte Land Holdings, which is the owner of Red Hawk Golf Course, has recently acquired Sonoma Ranch Golf Course. They're planning to kind of utilize the best qualities of both of those public courses, and golfers in the region are really excited about this merger. The ones we spoke with were, of course, Sonoma Ranch has kind of struggled in the past couple of years, the past 6 or 7 years. They've changed hands a couple of times. Local golfers told us, you know, it really could use a little more attention at the course. The hope in the golfing community is that now that these two courses are not in direct competition, there's a good chance for partnership and growth and really kind of play off each course's strengths.
Okay, Damien, hopefully that'll be a big win for golfers in the area and people that enjoy those facilities. I want to move on and close with news of a $600 tax rebate for some New Mexicans. Who's eligible for this?
That's right. The Tax and Rev Department announced last week they've started issuing those $600 one-time tax rebates for taxpayers who are not dependent. They're not claimed on someone else's taxes, and those who received the working families tax credit. In order to receive this, you need to have an adjusted gross income of no more than $39,000 if they're married and filing as head of household, or $31,200 or less if they're single filers. So those rebates have started going out. The department's saying that taxpayers who have already filed their 2020 tax returns are eligible for the rebates already. They don't need to take any further action. Those who haven't filed their tax returns yet but believe that they might be eligible for the rebate should do it as soon as possible. And if you file online and use direct deposit, that could speed up the process.
Okay, Damien, thank you so much for the update. We'll talk to you next week.
Always a pleasure, Anthony.